All right, hello. I'm Braden Holshue, and I'm going to be interviewing Alex Barton. Say hello.
Hello.
All right, so first question is, do you plan on going to college?
Yes, I do plan on going to college, and the college I want to go to, I'm not, like, 100% sure about, because there are multiple ones. There's Longwood, there's JMU, BCU, and OD. Those are, like, my four top choices, and I'm not sure exactly which one I want to go to. Mm-hmm.
So what drove you to want to go to college?
So I guess mainly my parents, because my parents had always told me, because they've never gone to college, but they've had, like, mm-hmm. brothers and sisters that have all went and told them they missed out big time. And so my parents always told me that you need to go to college, and it's not just to help further your learning experience, which is what I want to do. They're like, you meet so many new people, and you have so many great experiences about college. And then I guess it'll give me a lot of responsibility because I am going to be on my own at that point.
Mm-hmm. Any particular fields of study you were interested in?
I was interested in pursuing the field of psychology because I guess it's something I've always been interested in. I've always been interested in learning about how people function throughout their daily lives. So I always thought that would just be a fun field to try and go for.
Any minors or other interested you would like to explore during college?
Definitely. Aside from psychology, I always thought it would be really cool to do criminal justice or criminal psychology, I guess, to mm-hmm. add on to that, because my main field of psychology that I would like to pursue would be something along the lines of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess criminal justice would be a cool minor because
mm-hmm.
it also gives me a chance to learn about why people do the things they do, such as, like, a murderer or something
mm-hmm.
like that. It'll give me insight on why some people tick the way they do.
What do you plan on doing after college?
So, obviously, if I want to do anything in psychology, I have to get a master's or a PhD. So I'd have to go to grad school and start learning more about it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'd have to do a lot of internships and gain more experience about what it is that I'd be doing in this certain type of job.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much it.
What made you choose this path?
So I guess mainly my great-grandma, because she used to tell me about how she pursued the field of psychology. Gave me a bunch of insight on how things would play out, I guess. And she told me about how rewarding it was for her and how interesting she always found it to figure out how the human psyche works. And then I guess that, and as well as I've always had people come to me with problems, and they always told me, and I would always come up with some type of answer as to why or how to fix something. And my grandma, she was never really able to do anything with that degree. She didn't know what to put it towards. And right now, I think I have a pretty good idea of what I want to put that degree towards. And so I feel like I kind of be like carrying on her legacy.
Okay, so how do you see your life playing out after college?
A lot of hard work. It's going to definitely take a ton of time. Now, to do a psychology degree, you have to go through at least, I think, 8 years of schooling just to get your master's, and that's not to even go into how you get your PhD. And so after I get all that, I have no clue what to, like, I have no way to start anything. I have to go start getting jobs in which I have no experience for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to require a lot of internships.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I get about all that done, I feel like my life would start going up from there. But again, with this type of field that I want to go into, it's definitely going to take a lot of hard work and dedication. So until I really get a stable job after college, it's just a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work.
So do you believe this to be a reasonable goal?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would be reasonable. I don't see why not. I'm a firm believer that I can really do anything I want if I really just decide to put in the time and effort to do so. And again, with this, it obviously is going to require a lot of time, and it's going to require a lot of effort. So I do find it to be very reasonable, because I've heard of people doing so much more and able to do it in that amount of time And so, yeah.
So, looking into your future, do you think you would have any fears going into college or about moving out?
Yes,
on your own?
Definitely. Moving out on my own is exactly what it sounds like. I'm on my own. I don't have anyone there for me. And I guess that's a big fear. It's the fact of just being by myself. I don't have anyone to make me food. I don't have people who do laundry for me. I don't have someone who comes and tells me they love me every night. Because what my mom always says, if you're out on your own, you're on your own. No one out there cares about you. And that's like the cruel truth of the world. And another fear, I guess, is having all this responsibility once you go out on your own just slammed on you all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're out on your own like that, you have to worry about bills, you gotta worry about buying your books for college, and you also have to balance, obviously you're gonna have to get a job at some point, you have to worry about balancing that job in college and all your expenses. And so that's a huge fear, it's just practically knowing that.
So, out of all of those that you just listed, which one worries you the most?
It definitely has to be not having anyone who, I guess, really cares, I guess you could say, there with me all the time. Because, again, when you're at home, you almost have nothing to worry about. Your parents are there and have you through almost everything. You buy your food, your clothes, any, like, electronics or anything you like to do. And so, when you're out by yourself, you have to deal with that all on your own. And you got to realize that when you're doing that, you can't really have a whole lot of fun between college and studying and working. You have to sit there and do all of that, so it's pretty much eat, sleep, work.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you, Alex, for participating in the interview.
No problem.
Which one are you laughing?